John Gilbert of the Valley View MVCTC FFA chapter in Ohio works for his family business, Rowland Farm Services, and has recently been declared the winner of the Agricultural Services Proficiency Area. John, how are you feeling?
Pretty excited right now. My heart's still beating out of my chest. It was being hard before I got on the stage. It's being even harder right now.
What was it like being declared the winner up there in front of thousands of people?
It's just really an honor to be declared, you know, overall in ag services. I love what I do on our farm, and I love our operation, and the fact that it's getting recognized, my work within that, it's great. I love it.
So tell us a little more about your family farm.
So we do a full-service ag retail business. We can store up to 1.3 million bushels of grain at our facility for local customers to bring in. We do custom hauling of the grain, fertilizer, chemicals, gravel, salt, and DDGs. We do custom spraying, spraying and spreading. We spray and spread between 50 and 75,000 acres a year. We sell ammonia. We also sell, you know, specialty lawn products to just small time consumers and towns. We're also a Pioneer seed dealer as well.
You've got quite a few items on your list to do every day. How do you get all that done? Do you have any help?
Yeah, we actually employ, all total, there's about 22 employees that work for Rowland Farms. We do have a personal farm where there's about 11. But yeah, we have about 11 truck drivers, and the rest are all farm hands, two in the elevator, and, you know, everybody's just doing odd jobs, basically whatever. We do have operators for spraying and spreading, but other than that, you're either putting the orders together at the farm, you're in the field, repairing, doing maintenance, whatever needs to be done. So it's just day-to-day basis. You don't know what's going to happen, but I like it like that. I like the uncertainty of it.
With all of these tasks to do, I'm sure you've become very well-versed in the day-to-day jobs of a farm. But I'm sure you've also had some that have piqued your interest a little more than others. Do you have a favorite job on the farm?
I think one of my favorite jobs, I mean, it's not the most, you know, people might not say it's their favorite, but I honestly like just interacting with customers. My goal one day is, upon graduation, to hopefully come back to our farm and help my family run it. So, I mean, just establishing that connection with our customers, and hopefully, you know, by the time I'm in the operation, I'll still have those customers with us. It's just nice getting to know people and getting to know what they need for their operation. So overall, I just like interacting with customers.
Absolutely. I'm sure the connection between your farm and the customers has proved to be very valuable. Have there been any other connections in your experience in FFA that have helped you get to where you are now?
Honestly, I think just FFA as a whole has helped me get to where I am today. It's made me more confident in myself and what I'm doing. When I first started, I never thought I'd ever be here. So that alone just proves that, you know, even if you think you can't do it, you probably can. Just be yourself, do what you know how to do, and do your best at it. And I think FFA has been a great organization to shape me into that, and I think it's made me who I am today, and I am very grateful for that.
There's no doubt you've put in a lot of hard work to become the very successful person you are today. But there's also no doubt that you've had help along the way. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank for the help that they've provided in your journey?
I'd definitely like to thank my parents, you know, just helping me, pushing me to be a better, you know, just a better person in general and helping me along. And I'd like to thank our employees at the farm, just overshadowing me, helping me learn things that otherwise I didn't know. And I'm very grateful to them for that. And I'd also like to thank my FFA advisor, Mrs. Betsy Martin, for just being a very involved ag teacher and helping all of her students along. And I appreciate all of her help with everything.
A great group of support to help quite the successful FFA member, John Gilbert of the Valley View MVCTC FFA chapter in Ohio, who has recently been declared the recipient of the Agricultural Services Proficiency. Thank you, John.
Thank you for your time.
This is Adam Locher reporting for National FFA.